The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And good morning once again, 8 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, January 26, 2023. I have in my hot little hand right here the real Anthony Fauci. The guy's a scumbag. You can read all about it here. The Power Mall, by the way, is now open in Central Time. So coordinate that. That means if you're on the East Coast, that means, you know, you can call in, you know, all right, for those of you there. I want to get rid of this copy. If you buy more than $200 at the Power Mall right now, we can get rid of that. We have one copy left. You be the first caller. $200 or more you spend on the Power Mall, and we're going to get you that book absolutely free, and I know you like free stuff. So we appreciate you helping us out. It keeps us busy, keeps our producer happy, and she gets to book great guests like Dr. Michael Pincus, D.C., you know, that's not District of Columbia either, all right? So just, we all think they're a bunch of commie pig scumbags, too. We can't trust a politician. That's a number one. That's why next to prostitution, politics is the number oldest profession, right? Dr. Michael Pincus, welcome to the show.
Hey, David, good morning.
Yeah, I know. You see, now, what part of the country are you in?
Right now, Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, well, okay, you're in East Coast time. All right, so... yeah, I played in the Sunshine State for a number of years there. I still have an LLC in that state. So we do a lot of great things. And here's the thing. Many of us look at the situation we are in right now. We find ourselves, of course, they just did a study now about loneliness. Mm-hmm. And America is so lonely. People are so lonely. Loneliness is experienced all over the world. Well, you know, we were told to social distance and whatever else and not have contact with family members and not, you know, I mean, what do you expect? Social distancing, stand 6 feet apart, no hugging allowed. Don't do that. You'll give your – see, they fear-mongered us, and then they wonder why we're lonely. You see, this is just nuts. Many of us – and this is another bad thing about the foreclosure crisis that's going on right now. There's over 14,000 foreclosures going on right now at this very moment in the state of California, followed by Texas and the Sunshine State. And, of course, you know, the numbers are getting bigger, and you know what people are doing? It's really sad, and I don't know why they would do such a thing, because to me, pets are a great way to help with loneliness. If you have a cat or a dog, and you want to keep them around as long as you can, but see, people, when they get kicked out of their houses, they're leaving their pets there. They're packing up and leaving, Fido or, you know, their little munchkin cat, you know, leaving them behind, which I don't understand. Yep. It's sad, but this is a problem. And, you know, I have a German Shepherd now, which I don't mind telling people I rescued from a kill shelter. And she's got separation anxiety issues because of it. She's been kept in a kennel for a long time. So, you know, the thing is, Dr. Michael, if you've got questions, 844-769-2944. And we're going to be talking about pressure point therapy, believe it or not. I actually took, when we used to raise German Shepherds, Dr. Michael, I used to take mine over, and the chiropractor actually had a device where they put it on the surface in various points, pressure points, and they would pull the trigger and it would kind of like hit, you know, that's something that we're talking about here, right?
Yeah, but, that's right. But, most people don't have a little clicker device. So, I've spent a long time putting together decades of my practice with humans and with pets. And it started originally having a chiropractic clinic. I'm also a chiropractor. And sometimes a patient would bring their pet in and say, hey, can you treat my dog? Can you treat my cat? And we also had pets at home. And one day I thought, you know, I wonder if these techniques are going to work also with my cat and with my dog. So that's how it all started, and it's grown into quite a movement now.
Okay, well, the book is Digital Pressure Point Therapy for Pets, right? I mean, Pressure Point Therapy for Pets is the name of it, and it's got a picture of a dog and a cat. sitting side by side in one of these Kilroy was here poses.
That's right.
I thought it was so cute. Looking at that, I'm going, hey, wait a minute, that's not a German Shepherd. You know, but I recognize the cat is so cute. So, I mean, at least you got two cute-looking animals on the front cover. So we appreciate that. But here's the thing. It's published by Alternative Health Press.
Yes.
So is pressure point therapy an alternative type therapy?
Oh, it absolutely is, yes. And the nice thing about this technique, if you have pets at home, by applying this technique, even on a daily basis, you know, when you come home and the dog or cat jumps up on the couch next to you, instead of just petting it, you know, your normal pet, I show you where to find the pressure points to increase their energy, to increase their joint mobility, to have greater longevity. The thing about working with pets that I really enjoy is they have a nonverbal communication system. Being in my practice, someone says, hey, Dr. P, I have migraines. Okay, good. I know where to go. But the pet really can't tell you in words where to go. But by learning this technique, you can actually find these pressure points that really could be affecting, you know, the health and I call like livingness of your dog or cat.
Now, this works the same way in chiropractic. You work on meridians, right?
Yeah, so meridians are energy pathways through the body. And I studied all the Eastern sciences when I was in chiropractic college. And one day I looked at these Eastern charts and I thought, is there any correlation between the East and the West? So I looked at the Eastern charts, I looked at the nerve charts, and I started cross-referencing, and that's how I came up with pressure points, which is kind of a combination of where does that nerve go and where does that meridian go? So like there are points that you can treat on your dog, let's say your German Shepherd, and I didn't get your Shepherd's name.
Sophie.
Sophie. So you treat some points on Sophie and, you know, many, many things can change.
I know it. And see, that's the thing. My wife is real big into this kind of stuff and she has books on acupressure, which is similar to acupuncture, which we both do.
Yes.
And she actually turned me on to acupuncture. Do you practice that as well or just chiro?
No, I did practice acupuncture to begin with. And so I'm not trying to date myself, but the year after I opened my practice, we got a letter from the CDC when they were still good. Okay. This was many years ago. And they said there's some disease going around in contact with blood. And so if you're doing needles in your clinic, be very careful. And of course, it was the AIDS virus way back when. So half of my practice is, no, I don't want the needles. So I switched very, very briefly and quickly to pressure points.
Okay. Well, makes sense. That way it's not piercing the skin, but it's still getting the job done. So as far as the pressure points, obviously you've studied on animals. How
yes.
many specific pressure points are there in a dog versus a cat? Or are they the same?
They're about the same. So humans have somewhere between 25, 26 vertebrae. Cats and dogs have more in the 30s, 34, 35, 36. So they're very, very similar, and there's literally hundreds of points that you can treat. But what I've done is I've taken and I've categorized the most common conditions you'll find with your pets, everything from ear infections to skin problems. So lethargic pets, we had a little Westie that thought he was a cat. so he had a little mix up, but he would not sleep at night. And of course, they want to sleep right on your pillow. So I didn't sleep at night. So I had to figure out which pressure points will help the animal relax so they actually get back to sleep. And the list goes on and on. Hip dysplasia, digestive problems. Nervous pets that won't behave or that you can't train. And then, of course, longevity, because, you know, you start looking at having a pet and all of a sudden, 7 or 8 years run by. And it's like, and then you look at the lifespan of a pet and you go, holy crap, we're we're getting close to this this little Fido's exit here. So I actually had several decades of pets, and my last two dogs, which just recently passed, they were 15 and 16 years old. Wow. So, and I applied these points on them on a daily basis. It was amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I'm looking at a picture of you with the Westies.
Yes.
That is amazing. I mean, going through this book, and it's a little over 124 pages in length. And you talk about the pressure point therapy basics. The first thing, obviously, we need to know is what's wrong with the dog or the cat. And then there's a specific pressure point that correlates with the treatment. And this is something that has to be, you do this religiously over and over again until you see problems solved.
Yeah. So there's two sides of the coin. One is obviously if you have a problem with your pet, and you can go to the second part of the book where I list, there's 96 different charts in the book. So if you go to the second part and you say, well, my dog today is having digestive problems, or my cat is having some kidney problems, or whatever it might be, you find the chart according to the condition. But then let's say your pet is frisky and they're fine and everything's good. There's a chart you can do every day, which is called the general vitality chart, that that is kind of like the Sunday afternoon football chart. The pet jumps up on the couch, you're sitting there, and your hand automatically goes to that pet. Well, I show you exactly which points to actually push, where the pet becomes uber relaxed, first of all. They go into a space like no other space. And it helps open up the energy pathways, which is vital for both humans and animals to have a successful and long life.
Now, these pressure points are located along the spine, or are they in different places other than that?
Yeah, so the pressure point alley is along the spine. So it starts behind their little ears and goes all the way down to their tail. And if you take your hand and put it on your pet, you'll feel the bumps going down their spine. Those are the actual vertebrae. But the pressure points are about a half inch to either side of the spine. They're not on the spine. And what you do is you take your hand and just one point at a time, you start pressing down following the charts. And you'll all of a sudden you'll get to a point and that pet will kind of like squirmish a little bit or look at you, or you can feel there's something there because it doesn't feel like normal tissue. It feels like it could be bound up. It feels like it's like a knot. It could be something that just doesn't feel right. And you know it after doing this. And the treatment is very simple. Once you find a spot, you just press on it with very light finger or thumb pressure until you feel that spot kind of melt away. It's almost like putting your finger in a stick of butter. And then all of a sudden the energy, you know, will melt the butter. And that's what we're doing here with the pressure points.
Wow. And so the whole idea, you even have under section 3, under precautions, not to put your face in the pet's face while doing the technique. Not a good idea.
Yeah, you know, right. So I've had human patients when I've hit different points, like swing at me. But with pets, yes, you have to remember first that they're even though we humanize them so much, they are part of the animal kingdom and they have defense mechanisms. So if you ask any veterinarian, you know, they do a lot of training in their colleges to always be in control of their patient. And the same thing is true with pressure points. Even though they're lovey, they sleep with you, carry them, you cuddle them. You're talking about like the grist in the mill in terms of these pressure points, and you don't want any defensive reaction. So always keep your face away. Always keep your alertness that, yes, you're doing a treatment to help the animal. But, again, you protect yourself.
And you're talking about light touch here, not just digging in like you would with shiatsu.
It's like the weight of your finger on the spot.
It's, yeah, like, see, folks, you got to be watching this. If you watch,
right?
It on video, you can see what's going on. Now, for those of you who don't have the ability to watch it now, you can go to Rumble and Brighteon afterwards. We're going to actually log this hour segment in, and you'll be able to actually watch what Dr. Michael Pincus is doing right now as far as the pressure point. And, boy, that's a light touch. That's not very light at all.
Just the weight of your hand on there. Because what you're trying to do here is you're trying to gain the trust of your pet that now I'm becoming more of a health practitioner with you. So I'm not going to dig into that point and make you scream and cry. You're just trying to give them an assist. And because like each condition could have between 20 and 40 pressure points, you just do one at a time. Then you go to the next point. Then you go to the next point. And by the time you're done, you get a lot of waggy tails and kisses, and the cats are purring, and it's quite a scene. It really is.
So the thing is, the manifestations of irritated pressure points, some that you'd never expect. This is in my show notes, folks, and this is one of the reasons why. Lethargy, hyperactivity, skittishness, irregular gait. Now, that's something Sophie's always going out, and next thing you know, she comes in with a little bit of a limp because that dog, as soon as you open the door, man, boom, out she goes, and she I got pictures of her. I'm sitting there playing the chanter, which is what you use to start on bagpipes, and this dog is literally standing up on her hind legs, and I'm like, look, you're German Shepherd, and I know from dealing in shepherds and some of these other large breeds that they have hip dysplasia. It's very common. And yes. The last time she went to the vet because she was limping around, I took her for an x-ray, and he goes, well, she's already experiencing some dysplasic issues here. And I'm like, see, and now you want to do a $6,000 surgery? Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I just got an email last night from Progressive. and now it's pet insurance. So, I mean, we've seen this transformation. You know, I've been studying medicine for, you know, over three decades, and I've seen it being in practice that inflation, the original inflation started with medicine. So when we were kids, we'd have the doctors actually come to the house with their black bag, and they'd do their little thing. And, you know, my dad would pay him the $30, and that would be it. There was no health insurance. But now health insurance has come in with humans. And every year, the rate of medical inflation is going so high that all the other inflation's catching up with it. We're starting to see that with veterinary science as well. That it used to cost you $40 or $50 to go to your vet, and now, Dave, like you're talking about bringing Sophie in, a $6,000 procedure. So now they're selling health insurance for pets.
And you know, here's the problem. Just from the last visit, I still have not gotten reimbursed from Healthy Paws for that. And I'm like, I'm about ready to just cancel that altogether. And I just, you know, pros and cons on pet insurance. Obviously, you know, you see this and you're going, man, is it a smart investment? Because everybody tries to make you think, oh, but you don't know about the future. Well, see, what they don't tell you is you have to pay out of pocket first, and then you got to submit all their stuff. And if they don't get everything, they just close your claim. And I'm fighting this right now, and I'm like, look, I just dropped damn near $700 at the vet, and you're telling me you're going to close my claim? Well, we need all the health records between the time you got her. Well, she was a rescue, for crying out loud, and this is the first time I've had her. I got her in June, and October she was at the vet. There are no other records in between. What's your problem? Right. You know, it's like dealing with a bunch of idiots, and I just don't know whether I want to keep that up.
Well, that being in practice for many years, that's the mentality of insurance.
Yeah,
you're in good hands until you have to use it.
Yeah, like Allstate. Oops, you know, they drop you. Yeah, we've been there, done that. So for those of you that got a chuckle out of that, it's because you just watched us with the in good hands bit. So you know, understand that this is something that you can do at home, and if you've got questions right now, you can pick up the phone. And this has got to be related to your dog or cat. Does it work on any other animals besides?
Yeah, so it does work on other animals, but I can't really go into that right now because I haven't documented it. But the next book I'm working on will be for horses as well.
Right. We want to know which pressure point and I got a question here, is best for helping with anxiety?
Oh, that's really a good one. So, so anxiety in a pet, I want to go back and give you one piece of data, what a pressure point is. So a pressure point is an area of stress in the body. And more specifically, like going back to anatomy class, the nerves weave through the muscles. So you have a muscle and you have a nerve inside that goes to the muscle. Now that muscle tightens up, and when it tightens up, it compresses the nerve. And we all know, just in human life, you get this thing at the end of the day in your shoulder and your neck, and those are the pressure points activating because your muscles tighten up. Now, this occurs, too, with your cats and dogs. And I could just see it where we had the dog on the corner of the couch looking outside, and the squirrel family's out there running around. And you can see them just tense up, right? They get, well, those pressure points are activating. So in terms of a hyperactive type situation, what you want to do is take your finger and put it behind their ear, right at the base of their skull. And there's pressure points on either side, and that's the starting point for stress. And what I like to do is I like to take my thumb and my finger and put it behind their ears and just rest my hand there. And right away, just that motion, because right at that spot, Dave, where the nerves leave the brain and go into the rest of the body, it's at that spot behind the head. And you rest your hands on there, hold the spots for 10 or 15 seconds, and you see almost an immediate chill factor happening within your pet.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, see, the thing is that I have, and they have CBD for pets. Now, you've obviously studied some of that as well. Is CBD good for animals? They have it?
So just to be real frank, I'm not a CBD fan because, I mean, there's really good anti-inflammatory qualities of CBD, which is really good for certain conditions. But I like... In terms of nutrition for pets, I go to all the basics. I go back to the basics. Like I look at the essential vitamins and minerals that a human needs and a pet needs, and I'll go back to that. So there's a vitamin called thiamine, which is B1, vitamin B1. It's an essential vitamin. It's water soluble. So when a person or a pet gets B1, it basically metabolizes within about 30 minutes in their body. And B1 is necessary to keep the calm down, right? So I have a B1 formula that I made many, many years ago for humans. It's called the Vital B100. And I started giving it to a nervous dog that we had. And boy, that, you just put it in a dog treat or put it in a piece of bacon or whatever you can get them to swallow it. And boy, that thing hit their system and they like totally chilled. It was like within minutes. So I like the natural supplements that are basic supplements. That's my thing.
All right, now I'm going to move. Okay, I've got another couple of angles here since you like the natural stuff.
Yes.
Bach flower remedies, which we have a lot of around here, Rescue Remedy.
Yes,
we put it in her water and we give it to her orally.
Yes,
and essential oils right behind the ear where you were talking about on the inside where the ear crease joins the skull. We put essential oils in there called TOA, and Young Living, and it seems to calm her down as well. But those two pressure points, I'm going to try that on her the next time she goes crazy.
Yeah. And
she gets all excited. It's like, okay, you need to calm down. Here we go.
Yeah. And it's like you're the master of the pet, even though a lot of times we're secondary to the pet tries to master us. But
that's the cat. Because dogs have the masters. Cats have staff. I mean, that's the old saying, right?
That's right. But it starts with your intention. So you see Sophie and she's like, kind of all wigged out. So your intention is like, this is not okay. I have to help you. That's the first thing. It's a mindset. And so I even had it with my boys. I had two Westies, and they were litter brothers, right? They're litter mates. And so I even had it down where we said, who wants to get a treatment? And it's like, who wants to go for a ride in the car, right? It was that kind of like response. And they would jump on the couch, one on one side, one on the other. And then they would spar with each other to see who would go first.
Oh, my. Well, you see, but that's conditioning. I mean, that's a good thing, because I know my shepherds, when I would say, you want to go out? And next thing you know, the head would start cocking and the ears would go up, and they just know those operative words. And so, you know, you condition them to behave like that, which is totally cool. The thing is, too, now digestive issues, you know, all of a sudden the cat or the dog barfs on the rug and it's something they just ate. They eat dirt outside or whatever, and they come in and it's, or they eat grass, and people are like, well, they must be sick because they're eating grass. Pressure point therapy works for that as well, does it not?
Yeah, it certainly does. So there are, the problem with pets is they're low to the ground and they get anything and everything in their system. There are pressure points to help with digestion, and I'll try to give you the picture of it, describe it, and it's obviously charted in the book, really detailed. But if you have your pet laying on their side, whether it's a cat or dog, what you want to do right over their midsection, you kind of draw a wheel in your mind like a clock, and you start working the points at 12 o'clock, which would be kind of right under their sternum, and just very gently go around the clock. Okay, going from 12 o'clock around back to 12 o'clock, very, very slowly, very, very gently, just pressing in, holding it 10 or 15 seconds, releasing it, going to the next point, releasing it. And what happens is that when you look at the digestive system, it's one giant muscle. So a lot of times these animals have spasms within their system. You don't know what they're getting in their system, what they're eating. And this relaxes the muscles in their digestive tract, and it pretty well can take it out. And I want to talk about your Bach remedy. We've used Bach remedies for 35 years with our pets, and the rescue remedy is absolutely brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
And you know what Star of Bethlehem is used for, obviously, and that's for trauma and shock and stuff like that. And we've used that as well as cherry plum. Of course, you know, that's the stuff we run out of. Star Bethlehem, though, we keep that around, and we keep it around on the spray as well as the cream. And we've noticed that, you know, if you rub it on their paws or something, that they get their paw cut in the door, caught in the door, and you hear this yelping, and it's crazy. But I mean, we literally have been, we use it on ourselves. And I mean, you know, we figure, hey, why not? Let's give it to the pet, and the pet just reacts to it. I think they're more sensitive.
They are. They're on a different wavelength. You know, they're more, they don't have all the mental activity that we have, so it works very quickly. One time our cat brought us a bird that she had caught.
Oh no. I want to hear this story, but we're at the break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll continue with that story. You know, this is obvious, the cat and the bird. All right.
Right.
We'll talk about that here in just a minute, folks, on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We're here with Dr. Michael Pincus. Get your phone calls ready. We'll be taking questions about treating your dog or pet with pressure point therapy right after the break. Stay with me.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on a lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. It's 9 a.m. on the East Coast, where Dr. Michael Pincus is. And, of course, he has written a book on pressure point therapy for pets. I just tried it. I snuck up on Sophie, and she likes to – she gives me Sophie hugs. That's what we call them, where she takes her – she takes her paw and wraps it around your leg and pulls it up. That's how she snuggles.
Amazing.
Because she's so affectionate. And so I actually snuck the two behind the ears to, and she looks at me like, what are you doing? they give you that look.
Right.
It's one of those nonverbal cues that.
That's right.
So the thing is I got to read this book. I got to study it a little bit more and practice the pressure points because, see, the thing is that I have had to put dogs down. Because we used to raise German Shepherds for Border Patrol and police departments. And so we had to put dogs down because of hip dysplasia, because they couldn't even get in and out of the car and their life was miserable. And it was one of these things where they look at you and go, you know, really, it's time. Why am I still here? And the more you want to just keep hanging on. I know that we are all going through that as animal owners. And so, we try. I mean, this sounds like something that had we done this, I mean, is there a time too late or too soon to start doing this with your pet? Especially, I mean, why do you have to wait until they get sick?
No, that's a great question. And obviously, in alternative health, what we're looking at, I've always said that, health care is different than sickness care. Sickness care, you run and do something because it hurts or you know something's up. You go to the doctor and they give you something. And that kind of gets you back to, like, 50%. We're talking about going from 50 to 100. So 100 is like the best health you can imagine, right? So we have a sickness care system in this country, not a healthcare system. And the same is true with your pet. So there's no age or no limit when you can start this. As a matter of fact, I thought it'd be great to work with some of these adoption agencies where you take a pet in with home hospice, because I think maybe 3 out of 4, I'd probably be able to give them quite a bit of more time with the pressure points.
Wow. That is amazing. And see, the thing is that now is it true? You've studied this, obviously, if you're looking at pressure points in pets, there's obviously a shortage of veterinarians, isn't there?
Yeah, I think just like everything else, especially good vets, I believe you always have to have a good vet. And a lot of my clients who get the books, they'll bring it into the vet and say, "Hey, I heard this guy on Dave's show. What do you think of this?" And you get the ones that go, "Hey, do this, you know, for your German Shepherd's hip dysplasia, absolutely." And I want to talk about hip dysplasia since you brought it up, because what I realized, hip dysplasia and sciatic pain in humans, they're very, very similar. And the source of the pain is not what you think it is, because the pressure points always are in left field somewhere.
Yeah.
So what I found out with pets with hip dysplasia, there's a pressure point that you'll find right around the knee, the back of the knee on your dog, on Sophie. And you feel around back there, there's kind of that long hamstring muscle, and it's right where that hamstring inserts into the knee. And you're saying, "Well, that's not the hip, Dr. Pincus, that's the knee." But you see, the pressure points go all the way down to their paw, right? And when you get on that pressure point right behind the knee and hold it, you're going to actually start giving your Sophie relief from the hip dysplasia. Another thing with cats. So we had a cat, the most beautiful black cat named Chen. And Chen was as smart as a third grader and maybe smarter. And he would chase his tail. You ever see that where they think it's, you know, it's like a snake, and they start grabbing at the tail, and like the end of his tail was bloody, torn up, and he was tearing it up and biting it. And this is a real problem with cats. And I thought, well, there has to be a pressure point. So I'm going down the tail, trying to find the pressure points, nothing there. Then I go right to that area where we all have back pain, Dave, like in your sacroiliac, right in the lowest part of your back. I went to Chen's sacroiliac, right where the tail and the back meet, and I put my thumb there, and he gave me a look like, "If you don't get your hand out of there, I'm going to kill you, Mike," you know? But it was the pressure point that led to his low back, his tail problem. I held that thing for 10 to 15 seconds. I could feel it release.
Wow.
And that was the end of his tail problems. That
never
was
again.
It.
One
yeah.
time. That is amazing.
It took me a couple times, but he never had a problem again.
And that's amazing, because cats sometimes have really serious neurosis, unlike dogs. I've noticed that because I had a cat that we rescued. He rescued us, actually.
Yes.
And it's amazing, at a time when you least expect it, all of a sudden a stray shows up, a feral shows up, and this one was a Maine Coon. And I love Maine Coon cats now as a result of having him around. And I had to put him down now the day before my birthday last year because of the fact that he had megacolon, which is a condition that cats have. And I was just tired of taking him in there to get him cleaned out all the time. And it's too much. And he looked at me like, "Look, I'm ready to get out of here." Can you cure stuff like that with pressure point treatment?
Well, I yes. You use the word cure. It's like,
well, you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to keep him from getting constipated because he had stool the size of my fist in and they couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
They literally would have to flush him out from the backside, and it's too much on the cat. Too much stress on the cat.
Yeah, so one day at my house, it was my day off someone knocks at the door. It's our friend Julie, and she's crying. She's holding a box, like a big UPS box or Amazon box. And I'm going, what do you got here, Julie? She says, I'm on my way to the vet to put down my little sweetie because she hasn't urinated in 2 days. She has uremia. Her kidneys are failing. Is there anything you can do for this cat? And so we open the box, and the cat's laying on a towel, and it looks like it's dead, except its eyes are open, and the eyes are moving, but the body's not moving. So I said, well, I've never tried this before, but let me try and see if there's pressure points by the kidney. And so I worked a few points, and I got on one in particular, and that cat, with all her might, turned her head and looked at me like, Mike, Dr. Pete, you're on the right spot. And I held the spot, did a couple more pressure points. I said, I don't know, Julie, you know, I gave it, a good shot. She called me a half hour later on the phone, crying hysterically, thinking she had just done the deed at the vet, put the cat down. She says, you won't believe what happened on the way home or on the way to the vet. The cat started voiding in the box, in the car. Like it the dam broke, brought her to the vet. The vet says, well, she's doing what we wanted. Take her home. We don't have to put her down now. And that cat lived a happy ever after life, right? So yes, there are miracles. There are, there are little miracles. There's things you can do. The whole idea behind this book and the whole idea of pressure point for pets is that it gives you tools that you can use on your own by reading this book and really helping the ones that love you the most.
That is amazing. Any callers out there, by the way, you have a condition or something you want to talk about. And of course, this book, Pressure Point Therapy for Pets by Dr. Michael Pincus, that's P-I-N-K-U-S, by the way, for those of you who want to know how to spell it, if you're going to look it up, where can you get the book?
So the book is on my website, which is just either Dr. Pincus, P-I-N-K-U-S.com or PressurePointPets.com.
There you have it. It works. Now, the thing is that it helps with immune function. I mean, you have a whole list of things besides longevity, because we were just talking about that, the ability to restore a condition. And see, some of the things, I've put down shepherds because they had mega esophagus. There's yes. Some medical conditions you just can't correct. Not, even surgically, you can't correct. And I mean, we got him up to 27 pounds, and we had to literally, after we fed him meal, we had to grind up his dog food because he couldn't digest it. And we had to hold him over our shoulder and cuddle him for like 20 minutes after feeding. I mean, this is the conditions that we've had to deal with mega esophagus, like mega colon. And it's right. Just an abnormal thing. And we ended up, giving the mom and sterilizing her because of the fact that we didn't want to throw any more because we thought that it was hereditary. And there's a lot of things. Have you ever cured using pressure points any hereditary type problems?
Well, yes and no. So with my Westies, I had two sets of Westies, over a 30-year period. So I learned a lot about terriers, just owning them. And the first Westie that we had terrible dermatitis, sebaceous dermatitis. So he would have like breakouts on his skin that would drive him nuts. I mean, he was so miserable. We brought him to, at that time, the traditional vet who put him on steroids. And the dog was so whacked out from the steroids, he ran away from home. He ran like 2 to 3 miles away. He was trying to get out of his body is what he was trying to do. He was miserable. So we brought him into a holistic vet who said, look, this dog is toxic. Dermatitis in this dog is more difficult to treat than cancer, and gave me a whole list of vitamins and different things to do. Plus, I did the pressure points, and we got him over the condition. He lived till he was 16 years old. So there are a lot of things, a lot of mistakes we made just because we didn't know in the beginning. But the second set of Westies never had any dermatitis. If anything came up, man, we were on it with omega-3s. We were on it with the Bach flower remedies, like you're talking about, the pressure points, and also very gentle shampoos. because people see these spots and these scabs form on their pets, and they're doing the medicated shampoos and they're doing this and that. And I learned the best thing to do is take some oil and just put them in a bath and put some oil on their skin and let it just soothe everything. But we had one Westie that had an ACL problem, just like our NFL players, right? And he couldn't jump off the bed, couldn't walk up the stairs. He was definitely gimping along, and brought him to Dr. George, who's a board-certified surgeon who specializes in ACL for pets. He works with a lot of rescue greyhounds from the races. And he says, well, this little Miles has an ACL, and I can schedule him for surgery. It you know, told us the whole thing. And
$6,000.
Getting your checkbook out, right?
Yeah.
I said, Dr. George, do you mind if I do a little work on him and see if I can get him back to – oh, no, Dr. Pincus, go ahead and try it. So so I started doing the pressure points on Miles and did them every day for at least a month. And he's getting better and better and better. 6 weeks later, I take him back to Dr. George, and he goes, because they're twins, right? The dogs were twins. He says, which dog has the ACL? I can't find it anymore. And Miles got totally back to normal, running the stairs, chasing his brother, chasing the squirrels. Miracles, yes, absolutely.
That's amazing. Phil in Florida, you're on the phone with Dr. Michael Pincus. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Pincus. My former lady friend passed in June, leaving behind an 11, 12-year-old minx or manx, the kind without a tail, a cat.
Oh.
And it was adopted from the pet store about 4 years ago, and it poops uncontrollably anywhere and everywhere. And took it to the vet last week because her son that lived with them, autistic, we have to find an apartment for him. And I don't know what we're going to do with this cat. I can't kill the cat. This particular vet said that it could be due to the tail not having the nerve endings, you know, that have something to do with the defecating. I'm wondering if you know, have any thoughts on that, how to address it without giving this poor thing a death sentence, you know, because the kid, he can't handle it, and, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. And so I'm not sure I agree with the vet because that breed doesn't have a tail. And so that's not every cat's not going to have that situation. But it's more that the cat has pressure points and has stress just like everyone else. And so there's a chart in my book called the General Vitality Chart, which is a chart where you start at the pressure points right behind the ears and work your way down the spine of this cat all the way down to the lowest part of where the tail would have started if she had a tail. And you just work it two or three times, and you'll start to see that this cat's system will relax more and more, right? And then you want to make sure also cats are like super clean animals, so you want to make sure their cat box is always clean. And then also dietary things, I want you to look up on the internet something called a prebiotic, not a probiotic, but a prebiotic.
Prebiotic.
And we have found by feeding our pets prebiotics, it normalizes their digestive tract. Because the prebiotic creates substances, they're different foods where the probiotics in their digestive tract can feed, and it proliferates the good bacteria instead of the bad.
Okay. And this cat may be a mix of Manx and whatever, not purebred, I don't know. I don't want to take up too much time. Is there a way of finding you off air for a consult or anything, a telephone consult?
Yeah, if you go to my website, Pressure Point Pets, there's a place to contact the doctor or send a question, and then usually it ends up in my inbox. I'd be happy to answer questions for you.
Good to know. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay.
PressurePointPets.com. Yes.
Yeah, that's plural, Phil. We appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Now, here's the thing. Elizabeth is holding. We'll get to you in a second. Elizabeth, hang on. You were talking about prebiotics and stuff. Now, we sell a lot of supplements and vitamins at the Power Mall. Well, the human versions of these probiotic and prebiotics, and I give Sophie glucosamine.
Yes.
With that, you know, because we have glucosamine X4000, you know, with that stuff actually will work on your pet as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm gonna actually check out your Power Mall because I heard a spot while we're on hold here. I'd love to check it out. But yes, the glucosamine, the prebiotics, the probiotics are really good for pets. Just remember, look at your body weight versus theirs, and then you dose it accordingly. Like a lot of times it's, you know, one quarter of what we would take as humans.
Right. The curcumin is what I give the dog. Anyway, so she gets pills that, see, you buy them on Amazon, and I'm just like, wait a minute, I don't know about this stuff. Half of the stuff is synthetically produced, which really bothers me, and we deal in all natural products that are plant-based, and so I did not see a reason why we couldn't give our pets stuff that we could buy in the Power Mall. So that it's a good thing that we're discussing this right now. And
Yeah, you're right. You're right on with it, Dave. Like, and I, you know, what I'll do is when the show is over, I'm going to look at your Power Mall, and then we could talk. We could do another time where we talk just about nutrition for pets because it's a huge area, huge. And you probably have a wealth of products in there that will help your pets.
Yeah, and it keeps us on the air at the same time too, because that's what we depend on is our little shopping mall over here called the Power Mall. Elizabeth in Florida, go ahead, ask your question to Dr. Michael Pincus.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Pincus. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Okay, my 7-year-old orange male, when he was about a year and a half, he couldn't pee. I had to rush him to the vet, and of course he was catheterized, and they kept him for 4 days, and then again, he had another reoccurrence of that and another, you know, trip to the vet. And so now he's on the SO diet, the Royal Canin. I don't know. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear on this side. Hope you can hear me.
Well, I have you on the live, and I saw your mouth moving, but I didn't hear anything.
Oh, rats. Okay.
Anyway. Okay. So, Gunther, he's on the SO diet, and I'm also giving him the Pet Well-Being Urinary Gold. He hasn't had any other issues since those few years ago. He's going to be 7. So
okay.
I had only had him for a year and a half, and this happened, and then another incident. What do you think about that SO diet, the Royal Canin? I don't really want to keep him on that.
Right. I can't comment. I don't know much about the SO diet, but I can tell you that with urinary problems, there's a chart in my book for doing pressure points that will definitely help your pet. But the other thing is that many different foods that and substances that pets get in their system tend to block up their urinary tract. And one trick that we tried with a cat that we had once with urinary problems is you get some tomato juice or some pure vitamin C, ascorbic acid, and take just a quarter teaspoon of ascorbic acid and put it in something yummy. And you want to acidify their system, which really helps with the blockages. So, Dave, I don't know if you have anything at the Power Mall with vitamin C. Do you?
We sure do. We have it in powder form, and we have it in capsule form, so they can just buy the bulk powder. We do have it. You're going to love going to look at the Power Mall because, I mean, we're loaded up with stuff. That it's all about taking care of you and keeping you healthy. That's what we have been promoting is your health and your pet. You know, this is a thing that you can use to keep from being lonely is having a healthy pet. And of course, Elizabeth, we appreciate your call and your concern for Gunther. Because I mean, that's something that, you know, if we can help you with the pressure point, you can go to pressurepointpets.com. Is that right?
Yes.
And then, yep. and leave your question and comment for Dr. Pincus, and he will get back in touch with you. And, we're coming to the close of the show, which is why I said, I'm going to love, hearing your conversation, and you're welcome to call the Power Mall, on our toll free number and have a chat with us and discuss these various things. Now, we also, on the Power Mall, we put the labels for what's in the ingredients on there, so you can hit it and blow it up and see what's in the container. So it's amazing, you know, the stuff that we carry on there. I am looking forward to it and having you back on after we have this discussion. So it's been wonderful. We're out of time for today, but so glad you could join us. Sure was educational for me. The book, Pressure Points for Pets, and it's available on the website, pressurepointpets.com.
Right on. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. We'll see you tomorrow for a Friday edition here in Power Mall or Power Hour. We got it all. Stay with us, and we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.